Good evening. Thank you very much. In the mornings, we've been discussing the halachot leading up to Hanukkah, and I just wanted to continue that this evening. The number of the tenth commandment we're up to, I thought maybe not the fluid material for Thanksgiving. We'll get to that on Sunday. But we have been describing the history of the events that unfolded. Halacha Aleph and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So far, we've noted that we have, as a people, defeated the Greeks. We have achieved national autonomy in our own historical land, and that we had a miracle at the center of Jewish spiritual life where flames lasted supernaturally long. And in the wake of this description, the Kitzur says, V'lachein, therefore, yesh omrim, some say, Shemitzvah laharbot kitzat besuda, that one has a mitzvah, according to some people, to have a little bit more of food on Hanukkah. And that's astonishing. We defeated the Greeks. We have national autonomy in our own land. A miracle occurs in the middle of the Beit Mikdash. What would you expect the mitzvah to be? Laharba Ma'od basuda, to have a huge feast. Laharbot kitzat, to have a little bit of food. It's extraordinary. Purim, there is a whole mitzvah dedicated to eating and feasting and celebration. And on Hanukkah, it seems almost an afterthought, maybe have a little bit of food. And it strikes me that, as I'm sure many of us are familiar, Hanukkah is distinct from Purim, and that Purim was a threat against our physical safety. In theory, in Yerushalayim, under the Greeks, we could have had material indulgence. We could have had feasts and food without a problem. They didn't want to quash us as living, breathing beings. They wanted to quash our faith, our culture. And in many ways, Hanukkah is a celebration. There were physical compartments to the salvation. We did win a war. We did survive a battle. So maybe Kitzat have a bit of extra food, material indulgence in the wake of that salvation. But the key was the survival of our faith, of our spiritual culture, v'yesh, and then he says, so some people have more food, but yesh l'saper l'vnei veto, one should speak to their families in their homes, inyan ha'nisim, about the miracles, shenasu la'avotena b'yamim elu, or about the miracles that unfolded. That's the way we celebrate Hanukkah, not just with feasting, and I'm sure many of us will enjoy the latkes and the donuts, but the celebration is talking about the spiritual legacy we maintain. And of course, this in many ways rhymes with Thanksgiving, our place as Jews in the United States. I'm sure many of us are looking forward to, even salivating, I hope, for what is awaiting in the hours ahead. Maybe you've already had your turkeys or your Chinese food or your dairy lasagnas, as I discovered on the Zoom Thanksgiving chat some people have. I'm sure we're all looking forward to some material indulgence, but I think the story of Jews in America has not just been that we've had a physical safe haven, which of course in many ways was novel compared to treatment we received in Europe and elsewhere, but also that we have been allowed spiritually to flourish in this land, that we're sitting here in a shul. In England, where I grew up, you didn't have shuls without fences around them. To this day, you can't have a shul without a fence around it with a security guard permanently posted. And I know we are feeling a little bit on edge in the last few years, and there's a push toward that, but for 100 years, we have flourished spiritually. Yeshivot have grown. Jewish education has blossomed. We as a people have been given freedom, not just from physical persecution, but to spiritually flourish. So hopefully, as we have our material indulgence, we can also take the opportunity to maybe share with those around the table or on through technology who we are spending time with about how grateful we are for the spiritual redemption we've received in this country, the spiritual freedoms that we have to enjoy, and carry that hopefully through into Marv as well. Reb Chanana ben Akashma, Tzikadosh Baruch Hu, Zakot Et Shitzu, Alachen Hivolem Tor Mitzvot Shneimad, Dunai Chafetz, Leman Sidko, Yagdel Torah V'Yadir.